Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the West's standoff on Tehran's nuclear program is neither legal nor technical. He says it's a political issue that requires a determination of both sides, with Iran already having the political will to resolve it. Rouhani stressed that Iran's nuclear activities remain under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency and within international law. He said the IAEA has made numerous inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities in the past 14 years and has found no diversion in its program. Rouhani further said it is clear that Iran's nuclear activities are totally peaceful, and that's why pressures are meaningless for the country. The Iranian president made the remarks during a meeting with Portugal's foreign minister, Rui Machete, in Tehran. The Portuguese minister, for his part, said the success of the nuclear talks can create cooperation between the negotiating sides. Now, Portuguese trade delegation headed by the country's Minister of Foreign Affairs has paid a visit to Tehran to enhance bilateral trade ties. Press TV's Yusuf Jalali has filed this report.
The Portuguese delegation was composed of over 40 members across sectors such as aviation industry, IT, food, and renewable energies. Head of Iran's Chamber of Commerce, Ghulam Hossein Shafei, opened the discussion, making a brief reference to the long-standing political ties between the two countries.
The Iran-Portugal relationship stretches back to as long as 5 centuries ago. We did have some meetings before with trade delegations from this country. But today, it's the right moment to make serious decisions and know each other better.
The Portuguese side, for its part, voiced willingness to promote economic exchange with Iran, pointing to the so far slow progress of bilateral trade between the two countries.
In recent years, trade between Portugal and Iran has decreased, mainly due to the particular economic situation that affects the Iranian economy, and that you know so well. But last year, we have witnessed a change in that negative trend. It was still not very positive. But we have witnessed a renewed interest for Portuguese companies in the Iranian market.
During the meeting, Iranian and Portuguese businessmen introduced their fields of activities, so for both sides to identify areas of cooperation and together find their business partners. We zeroed in on one of the cases, which seemed to be immune to sanctions, green energy.
An expert in the energy area, mainly in renewable energy, in particular in solar photovoltaic system. And I think it's a moment for Iran to invest in that area.
We agreed to have knowledge-based relationship and activate some strong relationship in field of engineering and also transferring technology in this field.
Officials put the current volume of annual trade between Iran and Portugal at nearly $50 million, referring to the Western-led sanctions as a major hurdle that have impeded fruitful relationship between the two countries.
The two sides signed a memorandum of understanding with an eye to open a new chapter in their bilateral ties, which, according to both sides, will not only lead to the significant expansion of economic exchange, but will pave the ground for long-term political and cultural cooperation between the two countries. Yusuf Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.